Good morning, Lee. Good morning to your listeners.
Chris, this is your first crack at Labor candidate for Brandon. How's it been over the last, well, I was going to say a few weeks, but it's probably been 12 months.
Sort of started in, like July, I think, something like that. And every spare minute, it's been knocking on doors and, out on street stalls, talking to people, getting a gauge of what's important. I've covered some miles, I must confess. I've hit up nearly everywhere. Just Waratah the other day, Stanley, Smithton, Wynyard, been to Somerset with street stalls.
Down the west coast, Queenstown.
Down the west coast, Rosebery. Tuller and Rosebery.
And it is tough at the moment because that's what you hear on the streets at the moment. You've done some miles or kilometres with petrol prices too. That's what you're hearing from the everyday Australian and Tasmanian northwest coaster.
Yeah, look, I did a bit of a budget for myself on how I was going to go, and I didn't take that into account. But look, it's all good. But it really is, those sort of prices are really hurting, and services as well. The Loaves and Fishes organisation, we were able to announce some funding for them the other day. That they've had to cut back on their visits to the West Coast exactly because of that. So look, it is biting. I understand fully.
What about the arts and youth for this area? Because we want to keep the locals here on the Northwest Coast, don't we?
Yeah, look, the youth and the arts, that's an area that I've spent working in for 30-odd years. So as far as youth is concerned, it's a national policy. So we're going to reinstate an Office of Youth and we're going to reinstate a Minister for Youth as well. So the idea of that is that, every government departments are making decisions about the future and we want them to do that with a holistic approach and through a youth lens. So I'm really quite excited about that. And look, as far as arts go, it's no secret I've played some music here, mate, and I've done some theatre and I've been in and around it. Just the other day, Tony Burke, the Shadow Minister, announced our arts policy as such, if you like. But what we're looking to do with that, or what Labor is actually restoring arts for a start into a named government department. So we'll have an arts government department. And we want to look for practical things like, protecting performers and audience from ticket scalpers. The Viagogo scandals and stuff like that. More Australian content on streaming platforms. A national insurance scheme for live events. And we're looking to reaffirm how we actually fund arts into the community. It's community-driven stuff because that's where the heart of good art lies.
Yeah, working with musicians, fellow musicians, and working in the arts and dealing with the youth, well, that's not foreign for you. And we need places to live. So I guess it's all about building more homes here on the Northwest Coast to tackle that housing crisis and create jobs in the process.
Exactly. And, not to go on about it, but our policy is aimed at what they call a future fund. So we put some money aside, and off the interest of that, we're going to build about 30,000 houses around Australia each year and then couple that with our Help to Buy program. And look, I do note that the Liberals came out with their housing policy and using your super. And I did a quick Google search. Your average super of someone who's around 25 is about $7,000. I don't know that scheme's going to go too far, but our Help to Buy will. But more housing stock is what's needed. Helping people access that stock. Is it going to fix everything? No. Is it a good start? It definitely is.
Now, over the last week or so, we've heard interest rates. Now, that's not foreign. We all knew that interest rates will increase at some point. They're probably increasing a lot stronger and a lot quicker than we originally thought. So that's going to make it a little bit hard, I guess, for a lot of younger Northwest Coasters to get their first home and get into the industry. What about our older Northwest Coasters here? Well, we know we've got a lot of older listeners with their demographic here at 7BU. Mm. And fixing the crisis in aged care, because that has been a bugbear for several years now, and protecting our pensioners as well, Chris.
Yeah, look, and I was just at Eliza Putin yesterday talking to some residents there. The plan that we've got, and this comes from the Royal Commission, and the Royal Commission had a one-word title called neglect. So that tells you, sums up the crisis. But we're looking to advocate to increase wages for aged care workers. It's ridiculous what they get, Lee, for the work that they do. It's including having a registered nurse available all the time, every day, just to help with those immediate problems. And so we don't have to call as many ambulances, to that. We've got to the point where we actually need to make a piece of legislation that determines determines how long someone in an aged care place gets to spend with another human being and have human interaction and just conversations and be interested in each other. You know, that's so incredibly important for people's mental health. Better food as well is something. And the other one that I'm particularly keen to see come to fruition is increase the accountability of providers to account for where the money goes. You know, we've heard from the government that apparently there's record spending in aged care. Well, that's obviously not doing much good. We've still got the issue. So we're going to increase that that focus or that scrutiny to make sure that we're getting bang for buck and that people are getting respectful care that they need.
I'm reading that it's all about keeping the government accountable.
An ICAC is what you've just sort of, I guess, chatting about there. It's unbelievable in this day and age that we've not gone there. Every state has one. The New South Wales one is has been quite proactive, shall we say, over the last couple of years. And you know, Labor and Liberal politicians have come foul of that. We must restore integrity back into our government system. And Labor will, by the end of the year, have a bill up ready to go to actually make sure we get an ICAC.
That you can vote on Saturday. You can do that at Burnie Arts and Function Centre this week. And you can vote between 8 to 6 this coming Saturday. We've got a whole list of polling booths on our website, 7view.com.au. It's very important to have your say because I think it's going to be a very tight election. That's nothing unusual for you, Chris. I think you're hearing all about that. Mm. So make sure you grab your green slip on the day. That's the House of Representatives, a large white one for the Senate, and vote correctly. Votes above the line, number out at least 6 boxes for parties or groups in the order of your choice, or you can vote below the line, number at least 12 boxes for individual candidates in the order of your choice. That's the white ballot paper with the green one. Just number every box in the order of your choice and do it right. And you want to vote for Anthony Albanese to lead the country as Prime Minister, you've got to vote for your good self for Labor, Braddon.
That's true. And if you've had enough of Scott Morrison, well, we need to vote him out at this local level.
Good luck on Saturday as you run for the Labor candidate for Braddon, Chris Lynch.
Cheers, Lee. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.